This is Channel 2.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.
Hey, welcome back to the Business Bunker Show here on channelradio.co.uk/2 and bizradio.co.uk. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and my co-host, the absolutely gorgeous...
Me.
Miss On A Bike.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
Hey, what a brilliant interview that was earlier.
I know, we're still talking about him, aren't we?
We are, we're still talking about it. And we've got another brilliant guest we're going to talk to shortly as well, Mr. Ben Abbott. I want to cover some of the emails and events and things going on, and we better get round to reading out some more tweets, I guess. So let's do this. There's something new happening. I think you're going to like this. It's something different. Okay, it's a new experimental event. Okay, it's called the Speakers Platform. And it's Be Seen and Be Heard. And it's taking place on Friday, the 31st of August, from 6 p.m. until 10 p.m. in Fruitworks in Canterbury. And are you a speaker? Would you like to practice your speaking skills? Would you like to use your skills to win a competition, giving you the chance to improve your speaking and helping you to elevate yourself as a professional speaker? Then you should join us at the Speakers Platform on Friday the 31st of August. We would like to hear your business journey, your highs and your lows, your successes and your failures. All participants will be in with a chance to speak in front of the prestigious judges and the audience with the possibility of winning a competition. Okay, here's the process. You enter your interest in taking part. You submit a snippet of your intended talk content as a qualifying part of the competition with a profile picture and a short bio. You book onto the event, which is just 15 quid a person, and then the judges will choose 4 finalists from all the people that submit themselves who will not be announced until the evening. Yeah?
Like it.
These finalists will then get to present their talk. Okay? The audience and judges will vote for their favourite speaker or favourite talk, and then the overall winner will be decided and announced. The prize for the overall winner will be one-to-one coaching from each of the judges, who will share with you ways to improve your speaking and earn money as a professional speaker. A video of your talk of the night, fully edited and ready to use as part of your speaker reel, and a few extras thrown in. Okay. Entries must be submitted before the 21st of August. For more details and to register your interest, email Amanda at butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk. Would you like to know the judges?
I would, because I want to enter.
Yeah,
so,
don't get too excited. The judges are Zoe Cairns, international speaker.
Nice.
Me. Sorry about that. And a final judge to be confirmed, but I think you're going to be impressed if we can get her to be the final judge. And I think it's going to be a biggie. So that will be 3 judges, Zoe, myself, and another judge to be confirmed. And all 3 of us will give one-to-one mentoring separately in how to get paid to be a speaker, basically. So there you go.
Nice.
Go for it.
So who can enter?
Anyone.
Anyone. So you could be a professional speaker already.
You could be, but what would be the point? But
okay.
Yeah. But why not?
Yeah. So anybody, any area.
Yeah. Anyone.
I'm in.
Is that anyone?
Anyone can enter, Bird. Anyone.
Anyone.
Bearing in mind I'm a judge and I'm going, oh, Bird, no.
I'm not going to enter.
Oh, you're not?
Oh, go on. That's what I do anyway. Could you imagine it? I'm a professional speaker anyway. You'd be like, what are you doing? Get off. He'd heckle me, Ben. I know Zoe so well and him. It would be the worst day of my life.
Well, depends on the crowd, though, right?
They wouldn't even let me get there, Ben. You don't understand. You don't understand. Can I just say two things, actually? Yeah. And this is just when I ask people who come in on my radio show. Have I told you my radio show? It's The Conversation.
Is it?
It's on a Wednesday.
Is it? What time?
It's 1 till 2.
Is it really?
On a Wednesday on channelradio.co.uk. Studio 2. Thank you.
Yeah.
So I'd put that in. And I always ask for bios. Don't make your bio too long.
No.
Don't make it all about, I've got this award, that award. Mm. I want to hear something that goes, oh my God, I want to listen to you.
Yeah.
That's what I think about. And secondly, the amount of speakers, and I go around speaking all the time, the amount of speakers that I get really excited about, I'm like, oh, I can't wait. And you see their photo, and their photo does not look anything like the person that you see on stage. Please make your photo you.
Mm-hmm.
It's true, isn't it?
Yeah, no, the reason I'm laughing...
I've still got one from 20 years ago.
Mine's only about five years old.
I was going to say, yours isn't too bad.
It's not too old. But I was looking at a Twitter spat with Piers Morgan the other day. Yeah. Some woman had a go at him about something. And the first thing he came back with, I've met you, yeah? Don't you think you ought to update your Twitter profile? Because you certainly don't look like that
so
anymore.
Rude. Yeah. I'm not being rude to people. That's not what I'm saying. I went and did a TEDx talk up at Chelmsford to the Essex County Council. Big deal. It was a big do. You know, all the top honchos were up there. And this guy had this great speak. He was speaking. He had this great talk. And I was like, wow, can't wait to hear him. And when he stood on stage... I couldn't believe what he was telling me because I didn't think it was him.
Yeah.
It's one of those problems, isn't it? Because we all want to look our best.
Yep.
And we all looked our best some time ago. I'll tell you what I started doing. I started using an up-to-date profile. And then I put, do you know what? I've used an up-to-date profile and I know I look bad, but I actually look better than I did 20 years ago, so I didn't use that one.
I'd rather you put a baby photo, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's really that ridiculous.
Yeah.
So it's really important.
It is really important. We have to get over this thing about, why don't I put my very best photo that I've ever had taken of me? Because that's our natural tendency. We think, I haven't got a double chin in that one or whatever, or my hair's not grey. But it's not you. And you are who you are.
Mm.
And I think people, it's not, we're not dating here. It's, it's just trying to be who you are.
And especially in public speaking, you want to care about the person because that's why you're there. You know, their talk needs to gather emotions within you. And if you look at them and it's not the same as who you've come to know as the content provider that you watch on YouTube or whether you read their blogs or anything like that, I think there's just that level of disconnect there.
Totally. When you speak, it's so important. That's the whole thing about speaking is, do I connect with you? Do I say what I'm saying? Does it matter to you? Do you hear me? And when you don't look like you've put in the brochure, I immediately start to go, ooh.
Yeah.
Do you know, when I worked full-time as a speaker, quite often I'd watch other people on a platform speak, and I'd listen to other people that were public speaking coaches or whatever, and you get all this stuff about not putting your hands in your pockets and not jingling coins and all the rest of it, and I used to deliberately do everything like that just to prove the point that you are being you, and if you're too false in any direction, people don't relate to it,
and it's immediate. They don't relate to it. Take time.
They switch off straight
it's
away
done.
Yeah,
I don't know. I completely agree with you on that. I don't think you have to be this rigid structure that stands still in the middle of the stage. But equally, for me personally, I don't want to see somebody dancing around either. So if you're dancing to tell a story, that's one thing.
Mm.
But don't run from one side of the stage to the other because you don't quite know where your focus is. And because it just puts me off. And
right.
I've got really bad with public speaking just from experience and stuff. But when I watch people speaking, I just think what you're saying is amazing. But you don't look professional up there at all. And I think there is that disconnect as well, is that, what you're saying is matching what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you do get people that pace.
Yes. Yes.
And that's the thing, isn't it? They pace.
I get tired for them.
Yeah.
I'm not in any good shape. And I get tired watching them on the stage, let alone they're sitting down.
What I think happens when they pace is they're trying to give themselves thinking time for what they're going to do, and they're trying to give themselves some gravitas.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like the old university professor where they kind of walk backwards and forwards a couple of times with their hands behind their back, and then they go a barrister in a court that walks back and forwards, hooks their thumbs in their waistcoat, and then says, I put it to you that on the night in question you were at, and all of that are just people not being themselves. And you know as well as I do, Ben, it's about being yourself.
Yep.
Tell you what, let's introduce Ben, because we've been joining in this chat and we haven't told you who he is and what he does, and that will be really interesting. So it's an absolute pleasure to welcome for the very first time onto the Business Bunk Show, Mr. Ben Abbott.
Thank you.
You have a business based on podcasting.
Yes.
And we're going to explore that and talk about that in a minute. but you also have a background in public speaking, and we're also going to explore that briefly yes. as well in a moment. But let's start off by talking about your business.
Okay.
You're a young entrepreneur.
Yes.
Just starting out in business. And so tell us about your business. What is it? What's it called? What do you do?
So my business is called Maximum Media, and effectively we're a media production company. Our specialism is podcasting, and we're also now into voice skills. We've just signed an agreement with a firm in Seattle that they will provide our voice skills for us. So we're probably the second provider in the whole of the UK at the moment,
right?
Which is still very fresh and new. And obviously that's more of a 5-year plan than it is a 12-month plan. Mm. But yeah, we're creating podcasts. We host them. It's facilitating businesses to reach their audience through the power of voice. And I think that's something that businesses, you know, you guys know as it is yourself right now, the radio, you can touch so many people because it's something that you can do whilst doing something else.
Exactly. Yeah.
And I think that's a massive power point for us. Mm. And it's something quite niche in the sense. And, you know, I wanted to start, and we soft launch most of our products in Kent, with, you know, we can work all across the UK, but I care a lot about the business community in Kent just because I think it's so different to you know, I've worked in Reading, Essex, London, and it just doesn't feel the same.
Can you put your finger on what it is about it?
I think people care, and I think it's something that people fake to care when you're in places like London, and actually they don't want to see you succeed. Whereas, you know, just speaking to some of the great business owners and startups in Kent, they care about what you do and care about you as a person. I'm not sure whether that's just my personality or what, but I think that's something that is seen a lot more in this community.
We have a community, yes. Basically. Yeah.
Which I don't think is elsewhere.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's the business probably would have failed in somewhere like London.
Right, okay.
But just because of the nature of what it was, you know, we didn't have a lot of money starting it.
Yep.
When you look at places that we've worked with, you know, just building it has been great fun, actually. It's really enjoying doing it. So I'd left my job from public speaking and training beforehand. December, I had the idea for the business, and I quit my job like 3 days later.
Right.
Which was a stupid thing to do. We launched January 2nd, and I haven't looked back since.
Yeah. So. Well, just going back to Kevin and his interview, I am pleased he's on the same side of the fence as me. Yeah. Let's not plan, let's do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Certainly initially, until he got too big to carry on like that, and I understand that. But interesting. Headstrong thing to do. I can't admonish you too much. I've done that many times in my life before giving up a job in a fit of pique and then going, oh my god, what should I do now?
And I think that's the thing, is that I care about what I do now, and I cared about what I did before, but I think it's that moment where I was at the beginning of starting my training career, and you know, you can make a lot of money as a corporate trainer.
Yep.
You can travel the world and do different things, but it was that reflection moment of, is this something that I actually want to do? Mm. Do I see myself waking up in different countries? Yes, that's amazing. Can I sell myself as a business coach at 25? No. I can, and I did it. And you know, we worked with Microsoft, was one of my biggest clients. But it didn't feel right to me because I'd never done it myself, and I hate being a hypocrite, so I just went and did it.
Right. And why not?
Yeah, exactly.
Go for it. Right? Go for it. What have you got to lose? Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. And I do get that, and I do understand the excitement of doing something. And funnily enough, actually, when you put yourself under that kind of pressure, you're much more likely to succeed.
Yeah.
Because you've got to. Yeah. I'll tell you a silly story. This is completely unrelated. Silly story. We're at home last night. We're eating dinner outside, and we got a field of sheep next door.
Yep.
And they're making a hell of a racket. And everybody's going, oh, what a noise. What a noise. And I'm going, there must be a fox in the field. And then Amanda said, yeah, but the sheep, all the lambs are gone. They're all just big sheep. Why don't I just chase it away or something? And she said, it sounds like it's in distress. I said, oh, okay. So I walked around there. And there's a lamb with its head stuck through a metal fence, okay? And it must have been there an hour,
yeah,
with its head stuck through the fence. So I walk up behind it, and it's barring its head off. I walk up behind it, bend over to get it out, and it just yanks straight out and runs off. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it could have got away at any time, yep. but it was the panic that made it finally put the effort into wrestling itself free.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got to be hungry enough.
Exactly.
And yeah. you've got to be starving.
And you've got to be scared
starving.
Enough.
Starving.
But I think the truth of it is you need to be patient enough as well, is that, you know, starting a business, similar to how you said previously with Jobs in Kent, you know, I didn't expect to make my year's salary in a month. And I think a lot of business owners do think that when you're going to start a business and everybody's like, oh, you're lucky, you've got a bit. Well, in reality, no, I earn a hell of a lot less than you and work twice the hours that you do.
Exactly.
And I think that's something that I am trying to do as much as possible, is just tell people that it's not as easy as they think it is.
Yep.
I mean, it's not all glitz and glamour, because on social media profiles, it's all, you know, CEO this, and, you know, I run this amazing company and I'm doing this and I look great. Whereas in reality, you're going to eat crap for at least a year.
Yeah.
At least a year. And then, you know, it might get better then, it might not.
Exactly. You know, working for yourself, being in business, is nothing like being a wage slave.
Yes.
Yeah. There are downsides in the early days, and hopefully you make it back in the longer term. When, of course, everybody then turns on you and goes, it's all right for you, you're loaded.
Yeah.
Yeah. You go, yeah, but you missed the 6 years when I wasn't, and I was living hand to mouth. Yeah. The fact that you've been consistently paid for 6 years every month on the dot,
yep.
whether you went to work or not, you know, whether you were ill or not, you got paid. Me, you know, I didn't get paid for months. I didn't earn any money. I was unwell and couldn't do anything, you know.
Yeah.
And then luckily, by hard work, I managed to make this business into something, and now I've got something out of it.
And I think that's the great story from Checkatrade as well, with the previous interview, is that it takes 7 years to make an overnight success.
Exactly.
And people see the overnight success and go, well, that was easy for you. And it's like, well, you weren't there through the journey.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that's something that needs to be shared a lot more.
Absolutely. And it's something that we really, really don't tell people. In fact, we quite often tell them the opposite. When you hear people, especially people that aren't used to speaking in public, tell their story about their business journey, they cut out all the nonsense.
Yeah.
Yeah. They go, well, I had this idea and then we made £1 million. And everybody goes, wow. Yeah. It wasn't like that. And I don't care who they were.
Or they do say, you do hear, oh, I nearly went bankrupt.
Yeah.
I nearly went.
Yeah.
Well, what does that mean?
Yeah.
And when did that happen?
Yeah.
And actually, you know, I can't.
Yeah.
They're the bits that
I think businesses should talk more about, especially in public speaking, because they're the bits that make you more connected with the audience, because you want to make them feel like you were in that situation.
Yeah.
And you know, everybody looks at the highs and they're like, oh, good for you. Whereas actually the most connecting factor of all speaking and all relationships is the pain. So I don't see why businesses don't share that more. And in public speaking as well, focus on the pain, because that's where people start to care about you, and then you can share your story on a better platform.
And that's where it becomes real. When you talk about the trials, tribulations and failures you had to get where you want to get to, it ceases to become a sales pitch. It becomes a real life story and a real journey. And you start to have empathy for people, because you can see the torment that they went through, and the decision points, and the points in their life that were low, and the points in their life that were high. And that's real. And that is a real story. Whereas with the general, you know, I made £1 million type stuff, it's just fluff. It's just sales fluff. And failure, is incredibly powerful. Funny enough, I went to a F Up Friday meeting last Friday, which celebrates failure, at Dragon's Co-working, and we heard four or so speeches of people with failures. It was hilarious, absolutely hilarious night, brilliant. Roland Stanley and the crew celebrating their first anniversary were celebrating failures, and all the stories were about failures. It was absolutely brilliant, really funny night, really good fun, and instructive as well. Because it shows you know, that no one's infallible, and that's really the lesson we all need to learn. Because one of the things I see, and I don't know how you feel about this, Ben and Bird, is if you're not careful, you end up with analysis paralysis, because people want everything to be perfect.
Yep.
So they try to get all their ducks in a row before they do anything. You know, everything's there, everything's sorted, and all I've got to do is switch the button and we're up and running.
Yeah.
And life just isn't like that. It really just isn't like that.
And I think you start to believe your own hype.
Yeah, exactly.
In a sense that you've come across in this way, and you're saying everything's great, and actually the business might be failing without you even noticing, because you're telling everybody that everything's okay, and you know, it's amazing.
That is a really easy trap to fall fall into for all of us, you know, because you never, you know, people go, how's it going? You go, yeah, I'm really busy, going really well. Because you don't want to go, actually, it's a bit crap at the moment. Yeah. And I just, you know, you can't be bothered to. But the problem is, you start to take your eye off the ball because of that, because you just say it, you know, no, it's going fine. And then you go, yeah, no, it's not too bad. And you don't address the issues. You're absolutely right. I think that's a really good point, Ben. So let's come back to your business.
Yes.
And remind us again what it's called.
Maximum Media.
Maximum Media. And you're helping people podcast and put together podcasts and audio presentations of whatever it is they want to present, presumably.
Yeah, exactly. So our new website's being built by the guys at Liquid Computing at the moment. It's a really great website. So we've got our first draft of it, but effectively it will be like a podcast version of YouTube.
Right.
So all of our clients, any podcast that we host, if you've been a guest on there, you will have your own client page. You will be able to share any videos that you have, any podcasts that you do, and this can all be on our website as well. So it's going to be kind of a mixture between a client page, but also something that's accessible to the public and they can listen to as well.
Right.
But yeah, it's all about podcasting, helping businesses utilize voice, and that falls into voice skills, it falls into podcasting. Just how can we share our story where we're not just giving out nonsense all the time?
Sure.
There is nothing worse to me than seeing the perfectly polished video. Nobody cares about your corporate video that's been done and you paid £1,500 for.
Yeah.
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
And it's ironic because I sell those videos as well. We do those videos. But the reality is that the videos that I care more about are the ones where you're connecting with your audience. So talk about something real, talk about what you're doing. Mm. And it's exactly the same in the podcasting world. Mm. You know, how do you connect with the audience? It's no different to public speaking. Mm. But you just don't have a camera in your face, which some people prefer.
Yep. No, absolutely. I mean, funnily enough, radio and podcasting and audio stuff is one of the cleanest forms of communication because nobody's looking at you.
Yeah.
You know, apart from the people in the room. So you tend to be much more relaxed when you're talking into a microphone than when you're talking into a camera. Because when you're talking into a camera, you're forever going, oh, you know, I've got cabbage in my teeth, or, God, blimey, do I not look fat in this and stuff like that. I did a TV thing the other day, or Facebook program with Liu Bachelor, which is great. I really enjoyed it thoroughly. But I'm watching the video back, and I wasn't listening to myself. I kept thinking, blimey, you know, I've got fat, Paul. You know, and that's not the right shot. You shouldn't have worn that shirt, not for that. And it's completely distracting from what you're trying to do because you're just obsessed with the image rather than the content of what's being said.
Yeah, and it takes you out of it completely.
Yeah.
And from the voice skills perspective, you know, it's something very new. And we had the conversation earlier about how people are starting to utilize that. And I don't think it has that killer app yet. It doesn't have that thing that people can grab onto.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've started to develop some ideas. So just as an example, with the Business Bunker radio show, we've got a platform where, you know, if you said, Alexa, open the Business Bunker radio show, then your show will come up live and do different things and like that. So there's a lot that you can do with it. It's just a case of start thinking about how you can make people's lives easier.
Yeah.
Stop trying to sell on it.
Yeah.
It's the same with podcasts, all your videos. Stop trying to sell and be more informative. Make people care about what you do, and then people will buy from you.
Absolutely. Cool. I want to just talk about something else.
Let's do it.
Yeah, because this is kind of close to my heart as well. You currently, young Mr. Abbott,
yes,
are the world's youngest. But, as far as we know.
Yeah, I say that loosely. I haven't met a trainer my age at the moment, and I don't mean that to be braggy at all because that sounds awful. But I've done it very young.
Yeah. I'm going to go for it. You don't have to worry about it.
You can go for it. I'll take myself out of this. I'll refuse myself.
It's nothing to do with you. Yeah. I've decided this. Ben Abbott is currently, as far as I know, the world's youngest Dale Carnegie trainer. And for those of you that don't know, Dale Carnegie, who is an American, who, I mean, I think he passed away in about 1955, 56.
Yeah, it was around the 50s.
Yeah. He was a lecturer at the University of New York. And he used to do public speaking classes in the evenings. And he wrote a book, which just the title of the book became one of those memes, yeah, which was How to Win Friends and Influence People. And he turned it into a world-beating training course. And that training course has been successfully delivered around the world ever since the 1950s. Young Ben here is an accredited trainer of the Dale Carnegie course. And for those of you that know me well, will know that once upon a century, I did exactly the same. I was a Dale Carnegie trainer over nearly 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Thoroughly enjoyed it. Learned some really interesting stuff from How to Win Friends and Influence People. Ben actually gave away one of my secrets the other day.
Sorry.
It's a phrase I use quite a lot, and my partner was talking to Ben about it, and Ben was using the same phrase. And she said, "Why do you do that?" And he went, "Well, it's a Dale Carnegie thing." And she came out and she said, "I know what you're doing."
Oh, I remember what it is now.
Yeah, exactly. So thanks for that, mate.
That's okay. Sorry about that. That's kind of awkward, but still, when we passed it.
But even after all this time, there are lots of things I remember,
yes,
you know, just because they're funny, like be hearty in your approbation and lavish with your praise. And I remember those kind of things, but there are certain instructive things that I use all the time, always have, always will, because they work.
Yes.
And they're incredibly simple to do. And they're normally about how you deal with people when you're trying to talk to them. So what got you interested in Dale Carnegie in the first place, Ben?
I have the most boring story about how I got into Dale Carnegie, and there's some great people who work for the organization who were like, "I just wanted to help people, and I love this organization." And one thing I will say is that I would not be running my business, and I would not be the person I am today if it wasn't for working for Dale Carnegie for nearly 4 years. I joined Dale Carnegie because it was a job outside of university, and it was the first job I got offered, second job I got offered, didn't want the first one. I thought, this will be all right, and just went for it. And I did not realize how lucky I was to fall into that role, especially, you know, I just graduated a business degree. I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my life, and I kind of stumbled onto to the Dale Carnegie side. And, you know, I got some early tasks in the organization, and it was like, well, I'll try some of this as well. And it took on some more responsibility, and then so, well, I'll try to be a trainer, and kind of went through that. And, you know, the training process is so hard.
It is a bit brutal, isn't it?
Well, there was four people out of our group of 12 that got asked to leave through the process, because they're so strict about who you are. And I think that's the truth of it. They don't want anybody false, and if you appear to be false in any way, then they'll just ask you to leave, because they want you as a person 1,000%. And I was very different to a lot of the people who were training, and but I think that's why it works so well, is that there's so many individuals there who are all trying to go for a common cause.
I don't know what it's like now. When I did it, it was a 12-week conference that you went through as the final stage of your training.
Yeah.
And you had to be word perfect through. When I was doing the Dale Carnegie course, it was actually a 14-week course.
Yes. So it's an 8-week course.
It's
now.
Yeah. But then it was 14 with two themes each week. And when in the training, you had to know it all off by heart.
Yes.
Absolutely, word for word. And there's a lot of data there and a lot of things. And I can't remember how many principles there are in total. There's probably nearly 100 or so in total.
Yeah, in total. If you include how to manage stress and worry, then there's 30. So 30 principles in the How to Win Friends and Influence People book, and then there's at least another 30 from How to Manage Stress and Reduce Worry as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's loads of principles and things to think about. The interesting thing is, for those people that have never been on a Dale Carnegie course, it's intrinsically billed as a public speaking course.
Yes.
But it's much more than that. It's much, much more than that. It will teach you to speak in public. It will teach you the magic formula.
Yes.
Yeah. Incident, action, benefit, which is perfect. And I've always used that. I will always use that forever. It is so easy to use, and you can speak anywhere about anything at any time if you use that magic formula.
Say it again.
Sorry?
Say that formula again.
The formula is incident, action, benefit. So basically, out of your own head, if somebody says, "I'd like you to speak about XYZ," you have an incident in your head that you experience that is as relative as it can be to the thing that you're talking about.
Yep.
So once you've remembered that thing that happened to you, you don't need a written speech, because it's in your head. You remember it. You just tell people what happened. Yeah. So basically, the incident is starting where you were, what you were doing, why you were doing it. Yeah. So if somebody said, you know, poison meat, you go, there I was, sat on the beach at a picnic, tucking into a chicken leg.
Yeah.
And the next thing I knew, I felt sick. That's an incident. Yeah. That's an incident that you remember because you went through it. Yeah. And then what you do is you fill that out with an action and benefit. So what happened? Oh, threw up. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the benefit? Check what you eat before you eat it. Yeah. And you won't get sick. So the formula is brilliant. It
yes.
is so brilliant because you can just use it whenever you want to. And, but Dale Carnegie is more than just public speaking.
Yes, yeah, yeah. They've just been nominated in the top 50 because they don't go 1 to 50. It's just you're in the top 50,
yeah.
And the top 25 sales training companies worldwide at the moment.
Yeah.
And yeah, there's a lot that they do. Leadership training is fantastic. Yeah. It's ILM accredited in the UK, so you know there's so much that they offer. And you know, I was very fortunate to be a part of that because. Mm. You know, my public speaking ability now is 1,000 times better than whenever I started.
Mm.
And as you said, instant action benefit. People ask me to speak 5 minutes before I have to stand up and do it. And you just do it.
Do it
because
yeah.
it's you don't have to worry about what you're talking about.
Yep.
If I had to go and if you said to me, Paul, you know, we've got an event off this. I want you to come and talk. I'd be like, okay,
yep.
What's it about? Cool. Right, let's do it. Yeah. And I think that's the difference between a trained speaker in that sense from Dale Carnegie, and there's other presentation skills companies as well, but you know, from our experience with DC is that you're able to build that confidence as well as the structure. It gives you a structure, but it allows you to be creative within
yeah,
that as
absolutely
well.
Absolutely.
That's what I love about it.
Absolutely. And you're absolutely right. People say, they ask me to speak and they go, oh, can I have your slide? And they go, what are you going to talk about? I don't know. I haven't arrived yet. What do you want me to talk about? And the fact is, they think that sounds a bit arrogant or pompous. But the fact is, Ben and I both have a formula, and we can use that anywhere, anytime. And we both know we can. So you just never think about anything else. You go, I'll just do that. What do you want me to talk about? Okay, you want me to talk about nuclear explosions? Fine. You know, I don't have any experience of a nuclear explosion, but I can give you the nearest thing to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that is how you do it, and that's how you structure it. But added to that, the whole point of the training is not just to be able to speak in public. It's about feeling confident.
Yes.
It's about building your confidence. It's about getting on with other people. It's about being able to influence other people. It's about being able to deal with problems.
I don't think there's any other course in the world that would put a CEO and the cleaner in the same room.
Yeah,
unlike the Dale Carnegie course. And I think sometimes it's about boosting up, and sometimes it's about bringing back down to reality as well.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, sometimes I've needed that where the hubris gets there a little bit too much, and actually it helps a lot because it's real, right? So you bring it back down to reality. What am I actually saying? What am I actually doing?
Mm.
And just that human connection is another level. And I try to replicate that in my business now. So,
absolutely.
You know, that human connection is still what I want to try and achieve with anything. I think Checkatrade did it very well. They took the face-to-face referral and made it internet-based.
Yep.
And that's exactly kind of what we're trying to replicate on the site and with Maximum Media as well.
Absolutely.
I think voice is really important. I mean, for me, I'm all in on voice. But the difference is when I say, for example, I do a Facebook Live, I can get away with being sweaty, running around, and it not being too great audio at all. If you were going to do a podcast, and this is where I had this conversation with you how many years ago, I was talking about starting a podcast and I knew this is voice was where it's going to be going. And I still believe it is now.
Yes.
I was so disrespectful to other podcasters because I didn't care, and I'm being really honest, about the mic that I had or the presentation of the sound or anything. I had no concept of it. When it came to, and I thought, I can't have that when I do a podcast. So that's why we do a live radio show and then I podcast it afterwards, because people do not tolerate bad sound.
Not now. I think, you know, probably 5-10 years ago, you might have been able to get away with it just on the basis that it wasn't so accessible now.
Yeah.
But I mean, right now there's podcasting platforms like Anchor.fm where you can literally pick up your phone and the audio is immaculate. And, you know, your phone speaker is better than any speaker I had 5-10 years ago. So, you know, being able to podcast is something you just, the biggest advice I could give to anybody, podcasting is free. do it, full stop. Yep. Do it. You don't need to buy from me. You don't need to do anything. I'm not trying to get you to buy from me, but just you need to start to think about why voice is so impactful. And if you're listening to the radio show now, you should already know. Yep. Because you're engaged with the presenters, you're engaged with the topics. Yep. So your business can repeat this for no cost. Mm. You can do it on your phone, you can get anchor.fm up, but just know that, you know, the quality has to be there now.
Yeah, absolutely.
It doesn't take that much to do it, but you should be out there and doing this.
But to be fair as well, podcasts, putting a show together takes time.
Yes.
And if you have guests, I cannot tell you. People say, oh, Bird, you have the most amazing guests. I've just been saying to you, oh, I might have this amazing person.
Yeah, yeah.
That takes me months.
Yep.
To build a relationship with that person. I don't go straight and go, oh, by the way, I've got a podcast or I've got a radio show. Do you want to come on? I'm like, look, I'm doing, you know, this is an amazing thing. How can I get you on? How can I share you? How can we bring value to you, the person who's listening?
Yep.
That's the important. I think we miss all of that, but it's exhausting sometimes. Then you have, you know, especially when we go live on radio, sometimes my guests, they're human, they might break down.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, that's the honesty. It's like today, Kevin didn't answer the phone. We were like, you know, he's going to be human. Something's happened.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's all those things that I think, you've got to be all in on podcasting.
100%. I think it's just as long as you understand what you're talking about. And I think the benefit of running the Kent Business Podcast is that I'm able to have conversations. I don't do any research, and I probably shouldn't admit that. I don't research a company because I want to learn it for the first time and react in that way in the room. It's just me talking to somebody across a table. And that's, I want to experience how they tell me. And then, you know, you react in terms of their emotions and why they care about it and going from there. So it's such a good thing to get into. And I think moving forward, it's just the future. I think it's had a resurgence again. Mm. It probably quieted down because it was quite popular.
Certainly did.
Yeah, a few really years ago. And then it quieted down. And now we've got a massive resurgence as well. And I think the disconnect there is with businesses. They don't understand how to use it.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And it's really interesting. The amount of podcasts that drop out of the ether after one year is remarkable because it is hard work.
Yes.
And long work.
Yes. But for no reward as well.
Well,
at the beginning, it's exactly the same like starting a business.
Yeah.
You know, I've put six months into the podcast and, you know, you don't make a dime from it.
Yeah.
But you know, you build it.
I'm year two and I'm not making anything from it. But it's not about that. It's about profile raising. Yeah. It's about giving. It's about speaking. It's much more than actually a commodity base or the commercial side of business.
Cool. Absolutely. Ben, thank you so much for that. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you for having me on.
We're kind of fast approaching the end of the show, and we've got quite a few tweets and some emails to read. But for the moment, Ben, thank you so much. Give us a shout for your website and how people can find more about you and what you do.
Yeah, so maximum-media.co.uk is the website. It will be live at the beginning of August. We have a semi-live site at the moment, it's basically just a contact page. But we'll have a fully live site with everything live, hopefully the beginning week of August. If you want to connect with me, the best way is LinkedIn. Just find me, Ben Abbott. It's got my ugly face on the screen, so you'll see it straight away.
Fantastic. ABBOTT.
ABBOTT, yes. And that's probably the best way to contact me.
Fantastic. Ben, thank you so much for that. Thank you for joining us on the Business Monk Show.
Thank you for having me on.
Do stay with us for the remaining few minutes of the show. But for the moment, Ben Abbott, thank you so much.
Thanks guys. Ben.
Cool. Right, we got loads of tweets and some emails. Do you want to be...
This is a new time, you know that.
What?
We've hardly done any tweets or anything.
I know, nothing.
It's just been bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, I know. It's been
awesome,
good, isn't
it? Yeah. Well, I've got one from Women in Business.
Cool.
So this is Medway and North. So this is North Kent and Medway. Could we have a Business Bunker shout out, please, Vanilla Webb, for our open evening on the 1st of August being held at K Sports_1 in Ditton. Booking link and details are below. So go on to Eventbrite. It's on there. That's Women in Business, North Kent and Medway.
Fantastic, thank you. Do you want to read an email for me while I'm just finding the rest of the tweets?
Well, yes, I do, Mr. Andrews,
because
this is quite an interesting one. This is the Networkers Networking event. Mm-hmm. Have you heard about this?
No, I've heard about this.
Well, it's a full-day event that is all about networking, helping business owners to be more productive and their time to make great connections. Now, this is a Brands Hatch place. I love speaking there. I love putting on events
there. It's a great venue, isn't it?
I've never been there yet. I'm looking forward to it.
It's brilliant. Well, Ben, you will be there,
I will be there. Yeah.
How Oh, funny, because you're one of the speakers.
I am a speaker there.
Go figure. Who knew? So this is Thursday, the 27th of September. So there's three great speakers. There's Brian Wakefield, and I love Brian. I just love cuddling him and just give him a big cuddle. Do you ever feel like that with Brian?
Oh, of course.
Exactly. So Brian Wakefield is the publisher of GM Life magazine, as well as running one of, if not the biggest network in breakfast meetings in Kent. Do you know what? He still hasn't got me there. I can't believe it. He's I keep dodging him. I don't know why. Then we've got the most amazing Ben Abbott. Ben, do you know him?
Yeah, I've heard of the guy.
He's the owner of Maximum Media and host of the Kent Business Podcast and public speaker, and Dale Carnegie, as we know. Ben will be sharing his new experience of networking and how he sees mindset as a vital part to ensuring a great, did you write this, a great result for the network?
I can't remember. I'm not going to lie. I think maybe I helped with
Let's
it.
Let's just say
Yeah, I wrote that.
And then we've
I'm
got,
going to claim that.
And then we've got Mr. Andrews, Mr. Paul Andrews, a serial entrepreneur, businessman and mentor who is passionate about, this is you.
Me?
Yeah.
Am I passionate?
Apparently so.
You are passionate about SME businesses and the business community.
I am. Really passionate.
Early bird tickets available until the 26th of August. £18 instead of £20 in attendance to the event, with refreshments but without lunch. Or, my darlings, you can get it for £27 instead of £30. To the event with refreshments and a buffet lunch. Now, you need to go and visit www.worldwideweb, which is butterfliesbusinessevents.co.uk/NNE.
I went to the last one where I actually met Paul, and it was amazing.
It's good.
Yeah, it was really, really good.
It was legendary at Port Lim. It was legendary.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. Did you go on the safari?
I did go on the safari.
We went on safari amazing. After it. That was cool. How you surpass that, I have no idea.
I'm looking forward to see how
I'm going to bring a giraffe, I think.
Well, I have got a funny story to tell you about it, really, because news to my daughter, and her best friend, Dad, used to literally run Port Lim Zoo, lived in Port Lim Zoo. And of course, we'd have to go and visit and have supper and everything, and we'd be doing that all the time. So we get a bit bored. You're like, oh, giraffe, go away.
Yeah.
It's brilliant,
isn't
it? I don't
think I can ever get bored.
Yeah, you can. So they're like, there. You're in my way. It's brilliant. Brilliant.
We've had a tweet from Martin White. He's on his holiday, so he's trying out his Spanish. He's gone, hola. Hola, Vanilla Web Bird on a Bike Business Bunker. Sending you greetings from the moon. Yeah. He's on Lanzarote, which is a bit volcanic.
Yeah.
So he's given me a picture of the Lanzarote landscape.
Aww.
Receiving you loud and clear and enjoying the show. So thank you for that. Martin
thank
and Debs
Martin.
On their holidays in Lanzarote.
Yes.
And I hope you're having fun.
Well, we've had lots of things. The Business Diary says, sounds like another great story for the Business Diary's Vanilla Web. 4 years to earn your first £24.
Yeah.
25 quid.
Yeah,
another good story. And also, you've got Butterflies Events says, thanks, Bird and a Bike. Great points to bring up for speakers to consider when entering the speakers platform.
Absolutely. I feel brave been on. Could we have a shout out, please, Vanilla Web? So excited. Denise Wilton will be delivering our new marketing course on the 10th of October at Chilston Park. We all know how much she knows about using tools and techniques to get your business profile raised. Grab your place as soon as possible and bag a second place for half price. If you want to find out more about that, give them a follow on the Twitter, Athelbrae, AthelbraeLTD is their Twitter handle.
You know, Denise is doing loads and loads and loads of acting now. I bumped into her at the Rob Knox Film Festival. I was giving an award away and I was dressed up very prettily, I'll tell you. I was in a frock.
You were in a frock?
I was in a frock.
Have we got photographic evidence of this?
Michael Waring, have we got photographic evidence of this? You need to let me know. But anyway, yes, it was good. So it was nice to see her because she's gone big into acting now.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Do you remember a couple of weeks ago we had the lovely Tim and Magreth from Escape to the Chateau DIY?
No,
on the show.
I wasn't here.
You wasn't here. Well, we had them on the show a couple of weeks ago, and they were lovely folks. And funnily enough, Amanda and I were watching reruns of the programme on Channel 4 last night. Anyway, we've had a tweet from Chateau Delis, which is their chateau, and they say, why not pop over to France to stay at the Chateau Delis and enjoy the large garden and the beautiful seaside of Picardy, Business Bunker Show. So thank you for that, Tim. So do check that out. I do believe there's a rumour that there's going to be a Slope-Off Friday held there sometime
Good
in
Lord.
September.
Let's hide.
Yeah.
Let's hide. Run for the hills. Mm. Do you know, this is what I like. And this is just an example of what we do here with Twitter and everything. Sue Tappenden, do you remember Sue was on the show? Was it last week?
Last week, yeah.
so she's, I love this. So this is great for you as well with a podcast and regurgitating and creating content. She just put on there, listen to my conversation with Fab Paul at Vanilla Web and even more Fab, who knew?
I know. I saw that and I thought, hold on a minute. You're trying to say she's more fab than me.
That's why Paul skipped over it.
Okay. Yeah, I ignored it completely.
Oh, well, I thought I'd bring it up as an example.
You brought it up, yeah,
because what she's doing there is regurgitating content that's been created, which is what we all should be doing. Yes.
Yeah, but she's made a fundamental error there.
She's put me at the front.
She's put you as being more fab than me, and that's
she
just
needs
not
to look
acceptable.
At Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
Exactly, exactly. Yes. I need the ego boost much more than you do.
Exactly.
Yeah. I want to tell you about some events that are coming up at Dragon Co-working. Manana, tomorrow, Wednesday the 18th, at 6 p.m, is the Dragon 6 with ABC Networks. Casual networking with canapes. Live demo of eyebrow recolouring. Blimey, I might get along to that. By the Unique Boutique Girls. A masterminding session with Ash Lawrence about how to make your networking more effective. It's only £10, including a £4 donation to a local charity. You can book at abcnetworks.co.uk. That's tomorrow, Manana, 6 p.m, Dragon Co-working in Chatham. Thursday the 19th at 4 p.m. is Waffle 4, sponsored by GoTo Lawyer. Free event with waffles and chat. This has now become an almost legendary event for the Medway businesses, so come along. Again, you can book at dragoncoworking.co.uk. 4 p.m. Thursday the 19th, Waffle. That's a free event. And that's from Roland Stanley, who's the founder of Dragon Co-working. If you want to look at their website, it's worth a look, dragoncoworking.com.
It's the only time that Ash Lawrence actually looks appropriately dressed.
Is he really appropriately dressed?
Well, it's flip-flop weather, isn't it?
So yeah, I suppose so, yeah.
That's the only time that the flip-flop psycho will actually look in place.
Normal, yeah. Yes. Yeah, true.
Mr. Ash Lawrence, you look normal.
Yeah, that's bad news, isn't
what
it?
What you got?
I've got the Kenwood Trust. He's one of the Vicar's Picnic's main charities this year. Vicar's Picnic is a well-known festival. Music festival.
Do you have to be a vicar? Do you have to dress
no,
up as
no,
a vicar?
No, actually, the top acts are Star Sailor and Fun Loving Criminals.
I love Star Sailor.
Yeah. It's not an event to be missed. Get your tickets here, vicarspicnic.co.uk/tickets. And some of the money for the ticket sales is going to the charity, the Kenwood Trust.
Oh, no. You love that, don't you?
I do. So
when is it?
I don't know. Vicarspicnic.co.uk. Check it out.
Is that www?
World Wide Web.
Nice. Okay, on the Friday the 3rd of August, 9.30 till 4.30, the Business Terrace in Maidstone. A one-day business startup boot camp will be hitting Maidstone. It will be jam-packed, full of practical tips, tools, activities to help you get your business up and running. So this is www.worldwideweb business
or wibbly wobbly way.
businessinmaidstone.co.uk/events. You will join a group, like-minded people, of course, which will help you build your network and knowledge. Do you know what? There's a real pattern of behaviour going on, isn't there, at the minute? Everybody wants to meet like-minded people, but actually people that will elevate them as well, but that we actually don't feel that our ridiculous dreams are so ridiculous.
Absolutely. I want to remind you everyone, about the Southeast Construction Expo, which is taking place at the Sussex Showground at Ardingly on September the 13th. It's an all-day programme, loads of things happening, and, of course, our earlier guest, Mr. Kevin Byrne,
yep.
I lost the plot there for a minute, will be one of the keynote speakers there, so do go along and hear from Kevin. There's loads of other speakers, there's loads of other events, there's breakfast, there's a dinner, and there's everything going on. It's going to be brilliant, it's going to be huge. That's the Southeast Construction Expo. 2018, September the 13th, Ardingly.
Cool.
What you got?
Garden Safari raises funds for Kenwood Trust. God, they're on it, aren't they?
Yeah, they're really going for it now.
Seal Garden Safari. Now, I want to know if there's seals present. I don't know. Do you know what? That's what I said to Stephen. I said, here, we've got to go to the seal sanctuary in Cornwall. It's the best.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't been there since I was probably about 8. Anyway.
Is that the one at Boscastle?
No.
Where?
Gwent. Is it Gwent? Greek.
Oh, Greek. Yeah. No, you're right. Greek. Yeah.
I come from these parts.
A Greek is just outside.
I love Boscastle, though, in Tintagel.
Yeah, but Greek's only just outside Boscastle, isn't it?
Why are you calling it Boscastle? You say Launceston different, don't you? You're going to say Launceston.
Launceston, of course
there
it
you
is.
Go. It's not, is it? There you go. He's a typical grot.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry, Kenwood Trust. Here we go again. Seal Garden Safari taking place on Sunday, the 1st of July. Okay. Which took place on 1st of July? Do you know how much they raised? £1,500 to help Kenwood Trust.
Wow.
So to find out more about the Kenwood Trust and the work they do, go and visit their website, Mr. Andrews, which is...
World Wide Web.
kenwoodtrust.org.uk.
Fantastic. Thank you. We're kind of right at the end of the show now. We're almost there.
What's coming up?
Well, I need to tell you about what's happening on Friday. Our sister show, the Business Bunker Extra Show, will be on Friday again, as it always is, at 11 a.m. And Amanda is the presenter, and this week her co-host is the lovely Mr. Mark Goldfinch. And they have a guest, and this is really interesting. Their guest is a chap called Doug Chapman. And Doug is the keeper of Dode.
Oh, my God. No, they do the best mead you've ever tasted.
Right.
Ever tasted. It's like sherry, but it's just, sorry if that's, I know that's a bit rude. It's beautiful there.
Okay.
You've got to get married there. It's amazing.
That escalated quickly. Yeah.
Well, it's kind of you to ask, Bird, but yeah. Have you bought me a ring?
No, you and Amanda.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought you were asking me to marry you.
No.
Okay. For those of you that don't
know, that's stumped you, haven't it? No, carry on. Do you want me to do it?
For those of you that don't know,
stop dribbling.
No, okay, thank you. For those of you that don't know, the Lost Village of Dode is a village that got lost. It's not there anymore.
Where is it?
It's on the Isle of Grain. The church is still there, and they've turned it into a venue. So Amanda has Doug Chapman, who's the keeper of Dode, to talk all about the Lost Village of Dode. So it's going to be a fascinating show. 11 till 12 this Friday, the Business Bunker Extra Show with Amanda Flanders and Mark Goldfinch and the Lost Village of Dode. So that brings us to the end of another show, really. We've got there eventually. I want to say a huge thank you to my co-host, the lovely Bird on a Bike.
Thank you.
And to our guest, Mr. Kevin Byrne, founder of Checker Trade, who really lovely to hear from him and his story, and we hope to get him back again. And also a fantastic journey to hear from Ben Abbott. And I got this thing, for some reason, Ben, I can't get fixed into my head the name of your company, and I don't know why.
Maximum Media.
It's not difficult, is it?
No, it's
just
not.
Maximum Media. It's a really simple, nice, ordinary name.
Yeah.
For some reason, I can't fix it in my head. I don't know why. Maximum Media.
That's right. I won't take offence, Paul.
So thank you so much for being on the show, Ben. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you here. And we're going to have you back. I know you're going to be on the Business Bunker Extra Show again soon. So we're going to hear from you from some more longer term. But for the moment, thank you so much. We'll be back with another show next week. In the interim, thank you so much. Have a fabulous week. I'm off to London to celebrate my youngest son's birthday, 23 today. Have a great week. We'll be back with you next week, and we'll see you all then. Bye for now.
Bye.
The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews.